the internet has never had a simple universal system for figuring out who we are. As a result, we're stuck with separate usernames and passwords for every site and app we use. It's mildly annoying on our laptops where we have dedicated keyboards, right? It's a bigger pain on our smaller phones, and it'll be near impossible on the smart machines we'll have going forward. Imagine typing a 16-digit code, for example, every time you start your car. The good news is the tech industry has spent years working on ways for the internet to recognize you, and real solutions are starting to come to market. So says Wall Street Journal personal technology columnist David Pierce, who's been looking into it. David, how do you see it?
It's one of those things that I think 20 years ago we had this system where you would go on the internet and you had, you know, one account. You had your Yahoo account and you had to log into it. And for a variety of reasons, partly security, they wanted to make sure that it was you sitting at the computer and not somebody else, but also because of things like system memory and how expensive it was to, you know, spin up a computer to give you your information when you were logged in. All these companies set basically expiration dates on your account. So they would make you sign in every 2 weeks or so. And that was fine when you had one account. But now we have a bunch of devices and hundreds of accounts, and now it feels like we spend all of our time entering passwords. I had this moment a couple of months ago where I realized I have memorized all of my incredibly complicated, weird, symbol-y passwords because I type them so often. It feels like something's wrong there.
All right, so you said the good news is everyone knows this is a problem. So talk about maybe solutions that are in the works.
Yeah, so the funny thing about reporting this piece was discovering that everyone hates passwords, even the people who are asking you for their passwords all the time, because they're insecure, they're complicated, they're bad for users, they're a pain for these services to store. So everyone knows this is just not the way the internet is supposed to work. And in fact, if we could go back in time, we would have, I think, built a system for how identity is supposed to work on the internet. But unfortunately, we didn't. So now what all these companies are working on is a system that basically lets you log into everything the way you log into your phone or your computer. So you use your thumb or your face or a quick PIN code to log into your device, and then immediately you're logged into all of your services. You would have to go through it once and basically say, I am David, this is who I am on Facebook, this is who I am in my email, this is who I am on all my news sites. And that data would be shared across your devices, and all you would have to do is basically say who you are. And these things can use facial recognition, or they can use your thumbprint, and they can quickly and periodically still sort of re-up to make sure that it's still you. But having it quickly scan your face or your thumbprint again is way better than having to log in your password. And after years of development, we finally have the standards and all the companies agreeing on kind of the right way to do this. And so you're going to start to see this stuff actually show up in the apps and services you're using really, really soon.
Okay. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal personal technology columnist David Pierce. How about, though, risks or hurdles or loopholes tied to this from a security standpoint?
Yeah, so there's a couple of challenges here. One is the sort of age-old thing where it's like, okay, if I'm logged into all of my stuff on my one device, and then I lose my phone or accidentally, you know, leave it unlocked on a table and you grab it and sprint away, suddenly you're in charge of all my stuff. You have access to absolutely everything that I have access to because I only have kind of this one login. And there's also, there are a couple of web things where, like, the when you log into a website, it essentially issues a token to your device that says, this is you when you've logged in. And if someone can get a hold of that and it suddenly has access to more things, then that can be equally complicated. But the reality is there are ways around this. These sites are learning how to do things like check your location. So if I'm on my home Wi-Fi on my same phone at the same time of day that I always log into Twitter, it can fairly reliably guess that it's still me. So they have these tricks to keep around it, but there is definitely still a risk, as there is with any standard here.
So what does this mean then going forward for the likes of Dashlane or 1Password?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, actually. I think there's this long middle phase we're going to go through where the standards exist and a couple of the things that you use all the time will have better authentication methods, but you're going to need to enter your passwords a lot, at least for the next few years. And I think something like a password manager, which stores all your passwords in one place and you can even sort of automatically fill your data for you and log you into sites as you go to them, then you only have to memorize one password, mm-hmm. which is a lot better. But I think in the long run, these things are going to have to change a little bit. They'll find other ways and other data to keep safe. Luckily, we're probably months or a couple of years away from needing passwords a whole lot less than we used to. So I'm really looking forward to not needing a password manager so much.
Thanks, David. David Pierce, Wall Street Journal, personal technology columnist.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.